We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are holding on top of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, but we'll just start again from Samach Vav Amud Beis. We'll speak it out outside. The Gemara there said we know already that Tamid and Pesach are both Dochi Shabbos, because we learned out by Tamid, it says the Pasuk, Erlos Shabbos, B'Shabbatai, Erlos Atom V'Nisko, and that showed us that you brought Tamid on Shabbos, and we learn out of Gzeres Shava, Pesach from Tamid, Ma'adim, Ma'adim. You want to ask, but how do you know that both of them are Deicha Tumma? We know Tumma Hutter B'Tzibur, by Karm Pesach, Karm Tamid. How do we know that? So Gemara said, I know how, because the Drasha says, it says in the Pasuk, Ish Ish, Ki Atamid Nefesh, if someone is Tamid Nefesh, and he couldn't bring Karm Pesach, so then he brings the Pesach Sheini. And we make a drasha, ish nidcha lepesach sheini. Only a single person, a yachid, who's tamei, gets pushed off. But a tzibur could bring it right then. But the Gemara said, maybe not. Maybe what you make a drasha like this. Ish has a right to bring a pesach sheini. But maybe a tzibur is stuck. They can't bring a pesach sheini, and they don't bring a pesach rishon. So Gemara tried a different drasha. Gemara said, no drasha. It says in the pasuk that shluach hamachnois, that different type of people who are tamei have to leave the machna. It says, called Tzerua, which is a Mesairah, called Zav, called Tamil and Nefesh, they have to leave. And the Gemara's question is, just say the least Chomer one, which the Gemara says is Tamil Mace, that's the least Chomer. And the other ones are more Chomer, because of Tamil Megufay, Zav and Atar are more Chomer. So just say that you have to send out a Tamil Mace, you know the other two. So what's the Pshat that says all three? To teach us, there's a certain time when the Tamil Nefesh could stay here, and still the Zav and Atar have to leave. When is that? By Tumah Hutter Tzibra Pesach, and that's what we're holding, where the Gemara has a drasha that what you learn now from this pasuk that says all three type of tumas have to leave the machna. It's coming teaches there are cases where that you need a special pasuk of zav and mitzayra. Why? Because the tamei meis will be staying here as Tumah Hutter Tzibra. Amma Abaya, if your drasha is right, if your drasha is correct, three lines on the top of Samach Zayin. If your drasha is correct, you know what should happen? A zav also should have Tumah Hutter of Tzibur. Because the why do you say, why do you say Mitzvah? Look for your inside. Oh, bye. Yehachi, Leimanami Yehmar Zav, Betvei Mesim, Val Yehim Mitzvah. Why don't you ask a question like this? Let the Pasuk just say Zav and Tvei Mesim, and then you get everything you want. Tommy Mace and Zav, why do you say Zav? You have Tommy Mace, right? Harry's teaching us that sometimes the Tommy Mace stays here, and Zav has to leave. What do you have to say Mitzvah for? Yemet zav tay meisim val yemet mitzayrav. Any amar zav mishdaleach mitzayr lekolshken. Mitzayr is a kolshken from zav. We'll see why mitzayr is mochama also later on in the amud. But if you say the zav is more mishdaleach, of course mitzayr is mishdaleach. Elo yestuchasha. You might have to make a drash like this. Yestuchasha shemitzayrav mishdalchem. That mitzayrav have to leave, and the other two stay. Vein zavin v'tmei meisim mishdalchem. Ve'ezezeh. When is that? Pesach abav v'tumo. So if you have a right to make a drasha, I can take a drasha a step further and say, why does it say Mitzvah? Teach us that at certain times when the Zav and Tamei Meis stay here, and only Mitzvah leaves. When is that? By Hutter Ritzibah. Maybe there's Tumah Hutter Ritzibah by Zav. Maybe Taka. Maybe Efsha, that Tumah Hutter Ritzibah is not exclusive to Tamei Meis. Maybe it's by Zav also. But now we're into the Mishnah. Pesach Abba Matumah, Lo Yoich Lemenu, a Pesach that comes with Tumah Hutter Ritzibah, those tumas called a zav, zavis, and nidos v'leides. These are tumah hayetz megufay. Something comes out of the guf, either blood or other things that makes someone tamei, and that pesach you can't eat the karm pesach. It says in that mishnah v'maklu p'turim. It's not a gay here. V'maklu p'turim. They eat it. They're actually part of makaris because of drasha. But lemaisa, the point is that we see from here is no tumah hutter b'tzibur on zav, zavis, nidos v'leides. So we can't say the drosh is from Vayishalchu min Amachna. Elam Abaya. So Abaya says that Pshat is like this. Elam Abaya la'olam mikra kama. We learn that from the first pasuk. We had a pasuk that says ish ish ki yeh tami lenefesh, and it says there they're going to bring the Pesach sheni. And we said a drosha ish v'loy tzibur, and we said that means that tzibur does not get pushed off. We said maybe it doesn't get pushed off, but can't bring it either. That was the Gemara's kasha. So I'm going to buy lo'il mikra kama. Okay, nichta rachmana, ish ish ki yitamei. Let it say ish ish ki yitamei, lenefesh lamali. He says, why did they have to say lenefesh? He's saying, if the point was to tell us that a tzibur can bring a Pesach sheni, so just say a general term, ish ish ki yitamei, which means a only a yachid who becomes tamei can bring a Pesach Sheni, and not a tzibur that becomes tamei can bring a Pesach Sheni. So why do you need the word lenefesh? Lamali. It sounds like lenefesh is coming to exclude something. V'chi teima l'hai lenefesh l'achu da'asa. Tamei meisu nitcha Pesach Sheni v'ashar tamei loi of the tamei loi. Maybe he's telling us that even by a yachid, only a tamei nefesh gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni, but other tameis not. They don't get a chance to Pesach Sheni. But it's not true. By Tanya, Yochel lo yu oisim Pesach Sheni el tamei meisim v'shoyu b'derech ha'ikah. Since the pasuk only says tamei nefesh, maybe only tamei meisim and someone who is away can bring Pesach Sheni. But zovin umetziroyim b'alinidus v'nayin tamaloyma ish ish l'nefesh ish ish. It says ish ish. And the way Rashi learns the drash of ish ish, it means that it should have said in the pasuk, not ki yeh tamei, the nefesh of the pasuk is ki yeh tamei lenefesh. It should have said ki yeh nefesh tamei, or it should have said ish ki yigah b'meis. Why does it say lashon of tamei first? Ish ki yeh tamei. That sounds like it's coming to include everything, and that teaches us that every tamei gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So why do you need the word lenefesh? Lenefesh goes according to lomeli lahachi kamar ish nitchel Pesach Sheni. Other tumas you don't do. So just to recap, to explain what the drush is. The Gemara's question was, how do you know that just because it says that tzibur doesn't get pushed to Pesach Sheni? Okay, doesn't get pushed to Pesach Sheni, but maybe it doesn't bring anything at all. Who's that brings it at all? If that was the case, you should have just said the din of tumah. That someone's tummy, he gets pushed to Pesach Sheni, and only a yachid, not a tzibur. Don't say the word tamei nefesh. I can tell me maybe only tamei nefesh gets pushed to the Pesach Sheni. Even by yachid, it's not true. We said from the drash ishik ki yatamei, it's mashma all tamei. So why do you have the word nefesh? What's the nefesh telling us? It must be telling us some kind of miyat over here about a kula that's happening here, and it's a miyat in that kula. What's that kula? It got to mean the kula is that I could bring a pesach rishon betumah v'hitur v'tzibur, and saying dafka tamei meis. You only have them tumah tzibur tamei meis, not by zav and zava. So bottom line is, we are learning out from this pasuk that there's no din of pushing off a karm pesach when a tzibur gets tamei, because it says ish. I may means they don't bring it at all, but that we had to say a miyat for nefesh means there was something going on here that was special, that was allowing us to do something, a kula. That's telling us the kula of tumah to tzibur is dafka by nefesh, and not by other tumas. Only by tumas mace do you have the heter of tumah tzibur and no else. So akapanim, that's the bottom line, that if the kol tzibur is tameh, you can bring the karm pesach right then and there, and we'll see later on, even if you eat the karm pesach, later on the mishnayis, whatever like that. That's the halacha of tumah tzibur. Once we mention this pasuk of Yishalchum and Amachna, before, we're going to now talk about Shiluach Machanais. Omrav Chista, the first, before we see the Gemara Siyak Dhamma, the Pasuk says in the Torah, it says, Savas Bnei Yisrael, Vayishachum HaMachna, it says, tell Klai Yisrael, you should send out of the Machna called Tzeruah v'chol Zav v'chol Tamei Nefesh, or Matzoris, or Zavis, or Tamei Nefesh, Mizoch Ad Nekeva Tashalchul Chavetz HaMachna, Tashalchum, Lai Tamu Es Machneim, Ashen Yishaychem Yisaychem. So it's a big arichas here. It says v'shalchum and amachne. Then it says amuchus amachne tal shalachum. Then it says alav. V'leit hamu es machneya mashni yoshechem yoshechem. Om Rav Chista, mitzayra shenichnas lefnim mechitzasay potter. A mitzayra that went inside the mechitza that he's not allowed to go. We'll see later on that he has to go out of three machnas. He went into one of the machnas, not allowed to go. He's potter. He doesn't get malchus, even though it's alav. We just read the alav. V'leit hamu es machneyam. But there's no, he's not chayiv. Why not? Shenema, the pasuk says by Mitzayra, Bodod Yeshev Mechutz Lamachana Meshavay, Hakosov Nitkar Laasei. And like Rashi explains, that we know any lav that has Aasei, there's no Malkus. Here, Bodod Yeshev Mechutz Lamachana is telling you that whatever that you have to always be outside. That means if you even went inside, you have to go back outside. So that's called a lav and Nitkar Laasei. Similarly, to we find by when someone is ma'anes and naira, it says v'loy siyah le'isha, that he has to be married forever. So there also says that if he's over, he's not chayav malchus because you have to take her back. Kol yom of da'ines naira, kol yom va'amav ha'achse koy, like Rashi brings down. That's called a lav hanitak la'asei. Because even though this asei is not next to the lav is in parashas nosai v'shalach ma'amachna, and bodod is in parashas Metzaira. So it's not really next to each other, but since it's a say, it says you always have to be outside, so that's the say. You go inside, you have to go back outside. So it's Pater for Malkus. Eisvei, let me ask you a kasha. It says in the Brayis like this. Metzaira, she nichnas lafrim mechitzasai. A Metzaira that goes into his mechitza, he's not allowed to be in the machna, he goes into the machna, but boom, he gets Malkus. Zavim v'zavim shnichzul lafrim mechitzasam, they go into their mechitza, but boom, they also get Malkus. But Tommy Mace, Mutul Khan's Machna Elvia. Tommy Mace, like going to Machna Elvia. So before let me speak out, there's three Machnas. You know, there's Machna Shchina, which is like the Azara, the Hechel, the Mokim Hamishka. That's the Machna Shchina. Machna Elvia is the Machna around the Beis HaMikdash, which in these days would be called the Harabais. That's the Machna Elvia. Then there's Machne Yisrael, which will be Yerushalayim or the Machne Yisrael. A Metzaira has to go out of all three Machnas. Both of the Yeshiva outside. A Zav, Ezava, and a Balkari, we see, has to go out of Machne Leviah. You go into Machne Yisrael, but after Machne Leviah, a Zav has to go out. A Tommy Meis just can't be a Machne Shechina, but it could be a Machne Leviah. And that's what the Mishnah is speaking out here, the Brayis is speaking out here. But Tommy Meis, Mutul Khan's Machna Via. He's allowed to go to Machna number two. Loy Tommy Meis Bavad, Amrul Philip Meis Asma, you're allowed to keep a Meis there. Shenemar, a dead person himself is allowed to be there. Shenemar, Vikach Moishas Atzmois Yosef Imoy, this week's Parish of the Shalach. Shenemar, Vikach Moishas Atzmois Yosef Imoy, Imoy Bemechitzosa, he's within the Mechitzah. But what do you see from this Brayis? What you see from this Brayis is that you get Malkus by Metzaira. We just finished saying Metzaira to get Malkus with Nitagasei. The first surprise, you get Malkus. So it's a kasha on Rav Chista and the Gemara Tanoi. It's Machloikis Tanoi. Netanya, we're going to Brysa. Bodod Yeshev, so it's me and Machem Yeshev Ima. The Yeshevi himself. The Bodod Yeshev, Levada Yeshev, so it's me and Machem Yeshev Ima. No one else should be sitting with him. Yochol Yuzavim Tay Mesim Stachel Machna Achas. Okay, so we know right now that the Metzaira has his own Machna. He goes to a place where he's himself. He's by himself. What about the Zavim and Tay Mesim? Are they to the same place? Yochol Yuzavim Tay Mesim Stachel Machna Achas. Tamaloy Marvel Yitam was Machanehem. A Loshon Ravim. Lita Machna Ozel, Div Rav Yehuda. In the Pasuk it says, Vishachum and Machna, then it says, then says, we see there are two separate machnas. So Metzaira we know from Bodod Yeshev that he's his own machna. How do you know that the Zav and Tomez have the own machna? They're in the same place anyways. They're in the same place anyways.
They don't go to the same place.
Why not?
Tomez only have machna shchina.
How do we know? How do you know that? Puzzle doesn't say that. This is the makar right here. Leitamus Machanayim is the Makar that they're separate Machnas. It's not my first apostle. Metzaira is Bodod Yeshev. That he has his own Machna. So that's the Rebbe Yehuda. And this is the Tana who will hold the Yechayiv Malkus. Why? Because Bodod Yeshev, you're not using Fasei. You're using Bodod Yeshev to megalat us that the Metzaira is his own Machna. Here's the name of Chagas Tanoim, because he uses the Bodod Yeshev to teach us new Machna. Rabbi Shimon says you don't need this Pesukim. I'll tell you why it's three Machnas. Rabbi Shimon ain't in Tzorach. It says in the pasuk, send out a machna, tzurua, zav, tomi, nefesh. If they all had to be sent out of the same machna, yoimer tomi meis, val yoimer tomi zav. Just say tomi meis, and you don't have tomi zav, and yoimer tomi meis, mishdalchim, if this kula diga tumma, that's not yoitze megufa, of tomi meis, is mishdalchim, zavim lekoshken, loma ne mezav. Why does it say zav? Litloi machna shnia, tell us that has the own machna. Give a third machna. When it says Bodod Yeshev, it's for the Znit Klasei, because you don't need it, because the Pasuk, hey, no, you don't three machnas, because why did it say all three? Just say Tommy Mace and everything else is Kavach Omer. Teretz is, Tommy Mace is one machna, Zov is another machna, and Metzaira is another machna. Three different machnas. That's Rav Shimon Shita, and that's the one who holds that Bodod Yeshev is Znit Klasei. Are you going to tell me now, just this is a chesmon question that we had before, a havamina to make a drasha. Rosh Lakish held that was a drasha that teaches in this pasuk that tumot to retziva. Why? Because why does it say zavim masari, you don't tell mesim? Terence says there must be a time when tumot mesim is mutter and zavim masari leave. If it is drasha, you need all three things. Three different machnas. You can't get drasha. So Tosis Dav Samach Vav on the base in the bottom says Tema LeRashba LeDrash Lakish Hanich LeRabbi Yehuda LeRabbi Shimon Dom LeKamon the Hachik Kasha Pana Tameis Zav Matzara Vishchalukim B'Shluach Machnois Pesach Dok Tomam Nale. He says that we need a Chalukim Machnois. Tosis Blayb Sher a Pella the Gepshat the Rish Lakish before, because you see fear of Shimon, fear of Yehuda, it's good to drasha. But fear of Shimon, Lachari, you need all three psukim to teach us this idea that the three machnas. So again, there's not a first of three machnas. Either we learn it out from Badad Yeshev and Machadehem, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's from the pasuk, why you need three things. And Lamaisa, you then Badad Yeshev is open for Nitkoi La'aseh.